Monday, the 5th of May, 1913. Fagan girl S body exhumed. Atlanta, Georgian. Monday, May 5th, 1913. Coroner and county physician will have girl's stomach examined. Added from May 6th article. Editor. The reason for the delay in beginning the coroner's inquest was that Coroner Donahue was in Marietta up to 2:30 o'clock. The body of Mary Fagan was exhumed by direction of the coroner, who went to Marietta for the purpose. An examination of the contents of the stomach will be made for the purpose of determining whether the child had been poisoned before she was attacked on the day of her death. It will probably be several days before this examination can be completed. The examination was done very quietly, and few people in Marietta knew anything about it. With the coroner were Dr. J.W. Hurt, county physician, and Dr. H.F. Harris, of the State Board of Health, acting under the direction of Solicitor Dorsey. It is understood that the analysis of the stomach's contents will be made by Dr. Harris at the laboratory of the State Board of Health at the Capitol. Aside from this, the state official made a thorough examination of the section added from May 6th article. Editor. Frank's father-in-law summoned to testify. Frank's father-in-law and mother-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. E. Selig, 68 East Georgia Avenue, were summoned as witnesses at the inquest late Monday afternoon to testify as to Frank's whereabouts on the night of the slaying and the following morning. Orders for their appearance were issued by Coroner Donahue just before the inquest was resumed, following a short conference with Chief Lanford.